tenancy deed.
Go for it.
Good evening. I see new people here. One lady there from Illinois. And what was your first name?
Beverly.
Beverly, okay. And I haven't seen you before, have I?
No.
So you're new and you are?
My name is Daria. And I'm from North Hollywood.
Oh, from North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore the accent.
That's right. The accent came from
Poland. Oh. Hello. All right. There are.
She's responsible for me being here.
Oh, good.
Elizabeth.
Do you know that this is a metaphysical teaching?
Are you true?
A metaphysical?
Vaguely.
Vaguely. Do you do any in Illinois? Do you have like Unity or Science of Mind churches and all?
Unity. There's sometimes some things on Course in Miracles.
Oh, yes. Okay. But then you'll be fairly familiar with this. Not that this is a religious teaching, not that I'm teaching a religion at all. If there's anything, look, Andy, what happened? You left, and look what happened.
See, that's how progress happens.
We manifested all this.
Because, like, I actually forgot the tape recorder anyway, so.
Oh.
Thank you, Ananda.
So anyway, this is not a religious teaching. Although we do talk about God a great deal. If you have trouble with that, just change it to good. That's all. But it's not a traditional teaching of any type of religion whatsoever, because we do not teach any dogmas whatsoever. We have none of those in this teaching. And the name of this class is Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. And what we are trying to do is teach people to like themselves enough and to respect themselves enough that they can bring money into their lives. We have been taught for so long that money is evil, or the love of money is evil, and that most of us cannot have any prosperity, or especially money, because somebody else already has it, like Bill Gates. See, he already has it. So if he has it and he has all those billions of dollars, then there's nothing left for us, right? But that, we don't want to think that way. There's always enough. And I think it was last week I told you that your good is your good. Belongs to you. No one can take that from you. As much money as Bill Gates has, that's his money. And that's his good. And he has all that money because he came up with an idea. And he has a consciousness that's rich. So I know, I think I've said this before too, a lot of people when they come to this class, first of all, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme at all. But if you apply the principles that I teach, you will get prosperity and abundance, and you will get money. But it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. Some people can do that, but most people can't. I mean, you're not going to wake up tomorrow morning and be a millionaire. But you may wake up tomorrow morning feeling very good about yourself. And see, that's more important, to feel good about yourself. Money does not make you feel good, by the way. Money is just money. It's just an energy out there. It's nice to have it, but it doesn't do what people think it will do for them. But you people will get money as soon as you change your mind about what? About yourselves. You have to always change your mind about yourself. Okay? So with that said, we'll start as we always do with spiritual mind treatment. When I use the word spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. It's an organized form of prayer. And we're taking this thing that we call good or God in the universe, and we're relating to that. We're taking this finite mind of ours up to the infinite mind so that we can receive better ideas and think better of ourselves. So what we are always doing is we're just affirming or reaffirming what the universe already knows about us. So even though I say, you see, that it's not religion, then we go into prayer. It's confusing, isn't it? But the reason why we do that, you can just call it treatment. anytime you do anything, if you do a treatment beforehand, it'll come out better because you're directing this power to do something for you. You see, if you go to a meeting, you immediately say that the mind of God is operating through everyone in the meeting. Therefore, there will be harmony and peace and agreement. And then you go to the meeting. But you have to state something first, and you have to do something first. And once you learn how to do that, it will work all the time for you. I talked some time ago the whole idea of sending your spirit before you to make the way clear. And you can do that, and that's done that exact same way. First of all, you have to realize that you do have a spirit, or you do have a soul, or you do have some type of an energy. And you can take that energy and put it in front of you. And when you put it in front of you to make your way clear, nothing can stand up against that, because that's your higher self going in front of you. So anything, obstacles and so forth that are in front of you have to move out of the way. You can do this if you want to return something to a store and you think, oh, they're never going to take it back. Know that your spirit goes before you, makes the way clear, and they're going to take the item back. And they will say to you, do you have the original box? No. Do you have the receipt? No. Do you have this? No. Do you have that? No. But they'll take it back anyway. I have never saved a receipt in my life that I take things back. And I always get it. Because my belief system, you see, is there also. Your belief system, by the way, is part of the spirit going before you and making the way clear. See, it's always done unto you as you believe. It's your belief that's doing it. We talked earlier about the young man with the pendants that his mother fell over. He said, I always feared she would do that. That's why I bought her the pendant. See, and what he feared came upon him. That was his belief, and his belief manifested itself. So that's all we're doing here. So let me do a spiritual mind treatment, and then we'll get into all this. I know that there is only one power in this universe, and that power is a power for good. I also realize that I am part of that power. I am some part of that power, because there is only good in this universe. There is only God in this universe, and there is not a spot where God is not. Therefore, I must be part of that. And because I realize I am part of that, I am able to use that good, that power, to bring into my life the prosperity, the abundance, and the money that I wish to have. And I use it all the time, and I'm delighted with it. I'm overjoyed with it, and I think it's absolutely wonderful, and I let that be so, and so it is. So that's all you do when you're doing a spiritual mind treatment, or your affirmations do things for you. How many people are still doing all their affirmations? Okay. Affirmations are an absolutely wonderful thing because they're training your mind to think what you want to think, and that's what this whole thing of life is about. Is to train your mind to think what you want to think, not what it wants to think, or not what your ego wants to think. If you allow your mind to run your life, then you're not living your own life. You're letting your mind run your life for you. See? How many people here have something in their mind or in their belief system that would say maybe, all right, let's just use this, I am not enough. How did I know that? If you have that in you, I am not enough, you have to have the opposite also, I am enough. The world is opposites. It's always opposites. It's north and south, up and down, east and west. So if you're thinking, I'm not enough, and your mind is saying you're not enough, in that same mind is I am enough. So you concentrate on I am enough and not on I am not enough. An easy thing to do, we say. Think of it this way. If you were watching a television program you didn't like, what would you do?
Change it.
you would change the channel. So if your mind is saying to you, you're not enough, change the channel and know that you are enough. But with everything in your life, there will always be the opposites. There's always the paradox to life. So you have to decide which way you're going to think about that. But it's already in you, and that's what most people do not realize. They think that their mind is saying to them, I am not enough. The other thing does not exist at all. But it does exist. Everything you want and everything you'll ever want is already done, number one. But it's already in your mind. All things start in the mind to move outward. All things start in the mind. That table started in somebody's mind. It just didn't pop up and appear there. First somebody said, I think we ought to have a table. And somebody said, oh, well, I'll just line a table. Then I'll do this, and there's the table. That's using your mind to do that. So think of the opposites when you're doing that. And don't think that you don't have that. Many people think, oh, I don't have that quality. You have every quality within you. And you can develop any quality that you want. Any quality that you want. St. Paul said, with all your getting, get understanding. Understanding about what? Understanding about your mind, about the world. And how does this whole thing work? Last week, Wesley was here talking, and we said that not only life is a game, but money is a game. Whatever you're doing, it's a game. Make it into a game. See how the game is played and learn to play it well. How many people here play chess or checkers or any of those games? When you first start, you're not any good at it, but you become good at it. And that's what you must do with your own life. Tonight's idea is the idea of soul qualities. What would be soul qualities? Well, love, joy, peace, patience. They're soul qualities. How do you get those soul qualities? You get them through the experiences that you're having. When you're having an experience, like if you think, ooh, I cannot pay the rent, I cannot pay my bills this month. Concentrate on what am I learning from this? And why am I doing this? Do I feel that I don't deserve? Do I feel that I am not worthy? Do I feel that I'm not lovable? And then look at that and change that. You see, instead of going out all the time thinking, oh, I have to have money, I have to have money, I have to have money, which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that, but what are you doing for your own soul? What are you doing for the inner being? What are you doing for your higher self? You see, many people neglect that part of themselves because they think, oh, I'm so busy working, I'm so busy trying to make money, or I'm so busy making money, I don't have time for this hoorah about a soul or a spirit or an inner life or a higher self or anything. But we all have that. We all have a higher self. And is there anyone in this room who hasn't noticed that in their life, that there's something else going on? You see, we all have it. So we have to learn to use that. We have to learn to see it. We have to learn to use it. And we have to learn to develop those things within us. When we develop those things, the rest is added on to you. Remember the saying, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added to you? Well, the kingdom of heaven is what? Joy, peace, love, patience. That's the kingdom of heaven. Once you have those things within you, then it's going to be added to you. The prosperity and the money and so forth is going to be added to you. Many people who need money won't take a menial job. They won't do anything like that because they think they're too good for it. I'm here to tell you, your soul doesn't know. Your soul has no idea what you're doing. Doesn't know you're a doctor. What does your soul know? Knows if you're kind and gentle and patient and loving. That's what your soul knows. If you take any job, and you menial, whatever it is, and you take that and do it with love and understanding for yourself, you will work yourself right out of that job into the job that you want. But many people take these jobs and they resent them and they yell and scream and carry on. Well, you're not going to get anywhere with that. And any job that you have to take, like for a stopgap measure or anything, doesn't mean you have to do it the rest of your life. And wonderful opportunities will come to you through those jobs. You'll meet someone who will tell you something, how to get a better job, how to do something. But you have to do it, and you have to keep that attitude going. What is one of the attitudes that we teach? That you're always moving from what?
Good to your greater good.
You're always moving from good to greater good. The universe never says, oh, now you must go back. You know, it always is going forward. That's part of evolution. You always are moving forward. Nothing is stopped in this universe. We know that the universe is constantly expanding. It's growing bigger and bigger all the time. And we're growing bigger and bigger, and we're growing outward. We're not shrinking into things. So think of those things when you're trying to get money in your life. You see? Think of what kind of a quality do I have in order to draw this money to me, in order to draw this opportunity to me. And then realize that every opportunity that you have, every situation that you are in, is an opportunity to grow. You see, it's an opportunity to grow. It will give you clarity on something. It will teach you something, and it will give you a vision of what your next step should be. You have to keep that going so that you know what is the main thing that we want to realize as human beings, or if we're out there in the world and so forth. We want to know that we're taken care of. We want to realize that this thing that we call good or God or the universe, whatever you want to call it, you call it Harry, doesn't matter. God does not care what you call it. You see, God is far above that. The universe is far above that. The universe only knows good. And it only looks down on you and says, gee, you're absolutely wonderful. It always knows that you're wonderful. How many people are still doing the affirmation, wonderful, wonderful me? Please do that. It helps, doesn't it? Yeah. You have to realize that you're wonderful. If you don't realize that you're wonderful, not much we can do with you. And your mind may say, oh, but you're not. What do we know about that? We know that our mind lies to us constantly. We know that it's devious. But the main thing we know is it's not us. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours. Your mind is yours. And you can change that thinking. You can change anything about you. You can have any quality that you want. That may not come overnight. But you have to make up your mind that it is within you and that you are drawing it out so that you feel good about yourself. I've said this, and I'll say it again. Most people say that they want money, that they want this and they want that. But what people really want is peace of mind. People want peace of mind. Wouldn't that be nice to have peace of mind? No worries, no concerns, you know. And you'll have that if you realize I'm always taken care of. I'm always in my right place, doing the right thing, saying the right thing at the right time. Then you don't have to worry. You don't have to be concerned about that. This is what it's all about. This is what makes life joyful and wonderful that we know that we're being taken care of. We have to realize that we are the beloved in whom this universe is well pleased. The universe did not create you, throw you down here on the earth for stress, struggle, strain, and sacrifice. And most people think it is. And most people are in what? They're in what we call survival mood or survival mode. Because they think, oh, I just have to survive. And they go from one paycheck to the next and they just survive. Well, we're not here to just survive. We're here to thrive. We're here to thrive. And once you realize that, more money will come to you. How many people have more money now than they had last week or last month or last year? See? It works. It works. And we have to know that. And I hate to say that it's mystical and magical, but it is rather mystical and magical. When once you realize that, it becomes mystical and magical. So it's the prosperity. That's what brings prosperity. That's what brings it. I'll tell you a story. I'm doing the play. Andy came to see it. And so did Joy. On Friday night, the lights just kept going out. The circuit breakers would go out. The dimmer board would not work. I mean, ugh, all this stuff. So I said to the man who's running it, you've got to get that fixed. He said, this is the best we can do, Dallas. He said, it will never work. I said, well, I don't accept that. And I said, I want it fixed. Well, So I got right up Saturday morning, and I said to myself, the play is too good to do this to the actors, and it's too good not to have it done correctly. And I was ready. I said, if I have to mortgage my condominium, I'll have that whole place rewired. Yeah. So I called Franz at the lighting company and said, Franz, I need an electrician. He said, well, you'll never get one today, Dallas. I said, why? He said, it's the Grammys. Everyone's at the Grammys, you know, doing things that take so many technicians to do that. And I said, Franz, I'm having a difficult time, and I said, I'm starting to panic, and I have to get this problem fixed. He said, now, Dallas, don't panic. I will solve it for you. I said, fine, I'll call the technician and have him call you. When the technician got there, Franz gave him, for us to use, a whole new dimmer board, a whole new dimmer thing. Much bigger than the little one we had. The technician said, well, that's about a $1,500 thing. I said, well, I don't care how much it costs. He gave it to us to borrow, to lend. Now, I call him Franz because that's the only name I know, but I've only ever met the man once. And I thought that was absolutely terrific. You see? Because of what? Now, why did that happen, people?
Your intention.
Pardon?
Your intention.
My intention. And because I said, no, I'm not taking this, I'm not accepting this. You see? And I sent my spirit ahead of me. And some man who I only ever met once said, okay, I'll give you a $1,500 board, you know, lend it to you. I'm not giving it back, but he doesn't know that. No, but that's the way you want your life to be, so that you can do those things. Now, see, that's prosperity right there, and that's abundance. But most people think prosperity and abundance has to mean money of some sort or other. But it didn't. I didn't come up with $1,500, although I was willing to. If I'd had to, I would have found that, you know. But this man, and I never heard of such a thing. Maybe you are in the industry, you people, maybe you hear about them lending things out. I could not believe But he said, I'll take care of it, Dallas, not to worry about it. Okay. That's what you want. That's the way you want your life to work for you. Whether you have the money or not, you want that what you want there. So you have to reach a point where you are able to manifest what you want when you want it. So that means that you don't have to have $10 million in the bank. See? But when you want something, the money has to be there for it. But most people think, I have to save, I have to do this, I have to have all this backup stuff. You don't have to have any backup stuff. You think God's backing stuff up somewhere and saying, I'm saving this for later? No. God's using everything right now for the universe. Whatever. I use God quite a bit, though. I try not to do that because it offends so many people, but it's never offended me, so if it offends you, get over it. That's all you can do with that. Now, last week, I opened the class up afterwards to questions and answers. And I'll do that again for people because several people said that they really learned a great deal from that and it helped them instead of me just up here rambling about all the time. So are there any questions at this point? Does anyone, it doesn't have to be on this subject, it could be on anything that you want to look at metaphysically instead of looking at it through the world.
I just thought I would comment on the universe and abundance. I heard a speaker 2 or 3 months ago, and she kept emphasizing there's more abundance in the universe than all of us, or anyone, all of the whole world, you know, can ask for.
Right.
Or need.
Yeah, you can exhaust it. Right. Was it, who was it? Do you remember? Terry Cole Whittaker?
That was Gail.
Gail who?
She was Minogue. She was in Chicago. She's a numerologist.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to know about abundance and how much abundance we have, we cannot count how many grains of sand there are on a beach. And that's absolute abundance. That's absolute abundance.
I have a question. Something that you said about the pendant and his mother fell or whatever.
Oh, you came in late, right?
Commercial.
That's because that's a commercial.
Oh.
And what we talk about, you know, as I say, the world out there is fear-based. And the commercial is the woman fell down. And she said, oh, I fell. And then I remembered that I was wearing this pendant that my son gave me. You know, it's an alert system. And then the son comes on and said, oh, I'm so glad Mom had that. I always feared that she would fall down. And I'm saying what you fear most comes upon you. And it's out there in the world all the time with these subtle commercials and so forth. I can't remember some of them. I was watching last week's different things that people were saying. And if you buy into all that, you're not going to get very far, you know. My main one is always buying into all the illnesses and so forth that are going around. You know, it's ridiculous to do that.
But my question with that was, okay, so he thought of the fear-based thought form about his mother. Let's just say this is reality.
Yes.
And then she fell down.
Yes.
And that happens a lot of times. I mean, you'll have someone that's, you know, upset at you or whatever, and these thought forms are going out, and
yes,
maybe they're wishing you harm, who knows. So how would you make sure that their negative thought forms do not come a reality to you?
I'm completely surrounded in white light. All negativity is dissolved. You have to, if you go out of your house or anything, just surround it with white light in your mind and say, my home is protected. You see. How many homes do you think get broken into and I'll tell you which ones they are. They're the ones with the burglar systems.
Well, because they know they have something to protect.
Well, but they also, because of the fear, they fear that somebody's going to break in. So they get a burglar alarm system. And what happens? Somebody breaks in. We attract things to us all the time. We're always attracting things to us. And like you say, we're always moving in and out of thought atmospheres. In and out of thought atmospheres of people. How many people that you do you know that are gloomy, and when you get around them, you start to get gloomy? You know? Or toxic people. What they can do to you. Because it's, you see, it's all thought. And it's all energy. But we think it's something else. See? We think life is this, that, and the other thing, but it's not. Life is energy. Life is thought. And we're the ones who are making it up. We make up every bit of our reality. There isn't anything in our life that we haven't made up. So if you can make it up, what else can you do? Change it. You can change it. But you have to realize that you have that power, and then you have to sit down and really, not really work on it, but think about it and say, oh, yeah, I've made up my mind to believe this way. I've made up my mind to let the world go. What did Jesus say? I am in this world, but I am not of this world. Don't be of the world, because the world is fear-based. And it never teaches success. It never teaches anything. It teaches failure. It teaches fear and failure. Do that. We don't want to do that. We want to know that we are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human beings leading an absolutely great and grand life. And that everything that's in our life is in our life because we put it there. And that we're learning something from it. But never in a punitive manner. This thing that we call God or good or the universe does not punish people. When I hear that, I could just, well, you had to hit somebody. You can't do that to yourself. You can't say to yourself that this universe, how many people think that the universe is out to get them? Or that anything is out to get you? You cannot think that anything is out to get you. You knew it. Could you raise your hand? What do you think would be out to get you?
Okay, today, anyhow, I went to pick up a check, and the guy, I thought we had agreed upon a price, and for months I looked at my paycheck today, and I was making $1 less an hour than what I had agreed upon. And I saw the person, and he said, you know, started hemming and hawing and saying, well, we'll give it to you this week and from now on. But, you know, he gave me some cards and said, but if you refer somebody to this agency, I'll give you $50. And the more he talked, the more I thought, what a smuck, no offense. But, I mean, you know, and I was, you know, and it's hard to say wonderful, wonderful me when you're really, you know, I try to say, what am I supposed to learn from this? Look at your paychecks when you get them, you know, dummy.
Well,
and stuff, you know.
Well, no, I would never say dummy.
Well, okay, but I mean, that's what I was feeling, because I mean, that's what I guess I'm supposed to learn from this, and not trust it, you know.
I think you should trust all the time.
Okay.
I don't think that you can go around not being trusted. You trust, but you have to know that your trust is doing something for you. You have to know that it responds to you, that man cannot do that to you. And you don't know that because you are used to being taken advantage of.
Yeah, I brought back a lot of memories, which were not very good, which I'm trying to forgive, and I worked on forgiveness and trying to love and, you know, letting go and letting God and go moving on. And so.
So when that comes up, when you have something like that, an experience that you had, and the old tapes start to run, and it multiplies all the times that you were taken advantage of and so forth, do you just sit there and let it run?
I tried to do better. I mean, I went back to my work, and I was at, I mean, I thought, well, I've got to do my work, and I did my work, and that was, I did what was in front of me, you know, to do, and so I'm trying to do that. But
well, you should sit down immediately and forgive yourself, love yourself, and love, bless, and release that situation and that person. And know that everything is working for your greater good.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, this is kind of God's way of telling me I need to get out and start getting an agent and doing what I want to do as opposed to...
Well, I don't think it's God's way. It's your way. God doesn't know if you're an actor or not, or if you have an agent or not. God does not know those things. People who think that God is up in heaven someplace yelling down, get a job! Get on
my way, you're helping me think your life in 5 minutes. What does God say? I mean, I get screwed
What's
up.
What's God saying? That you're the most wonderful person in the universe. That you are the beloved in whom it is well pleased. That is what God's saying. God is sending you nothing but love. So why don't you start to receive that love, and why don't you say that you're lovable? That you're very lovable, you see, and that you're deserving, and then things will come into your life. You see, and I'm not picking on you, by the way. It's just happens to all of us.
You know me.
We think, oh, well, I'm not too deserving today, and that may have been something. Maybe you got up this morning and said to yourself, I'm not very deserving, or started to feel that way. You see, well, when you got to work, it proved itself out, didn't it? You see, we do it to ourselves. It is always done unto you as you believe. And it has to start with you. So, excuse me, when you get up in the morning, you say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me.
Well, I've been doing that.
Right. And then you look at yourself and you say, well, I am lovable. I am worthy. I am deserving. And you keep doing that till you believe that. You see, people are always asking about belief systems and so forth. How do you believe that way? You think I always believed this way? I used to be horrible. But I trained myself to believe this way.
So then, when he forgives himself and releases a bad event, what does he think to himself about the person that was unfair to him?
Well, first of all, we can never use the word fair. See, things just happen. Your mind says that's right or that's wrong, that's fair and that's unfair. There's no, God does not do that. The mind of God only sees things the way they are. You know, it is as it is. I am who I am. And the only time is now. So immediately you love, bless, and release that person, and you send that person nothing but love. And as soon as you send that person nothing but love, that person changes. But we keep in that fight with them. Oh, I'm now going to hate him. Now I'm going to, I can't trust him. Now I can't do this. Now I can't do that. And there may be people out there that you can't trust. But I would love them, bless them, release them, move as far away as possible. You know, why have them in your life? It's like toxic people. People say, oh, they're so awful. Like, oh. Why do you stay around them? Why do you stay around them? You don't have to stay around them. But we think we do. But we do everything to ourselves. And that's, by the way, that's one of the most marvelous things to learn, that you're doing it. Think how much time you would have if you realized you're doing it. You can't blame anybody. You can't blame. Because of mind, your mind loves to blame. It'll sit there an hour telling you why you should blame somebody. You just wasted an hour of your life where you could be out making money.
I'm going to ask this question. You're probably going to slam me, but I'll ask it anyway.
Now, when have I ever done that?
I have this job that I'm working on. That's a pretty good paycheck for a few months. I'm ghostwriting a book, and based on the job, you know, I got kind of an expensive apartment and some things, and working on stability and consistency and, you know, in my life, having prosperity in a consistent manner. Then all of a sudden, the person that I'm working with had to go in the hospital. So things kind of just stopped. She's going to recover. She's going to be okay. But things just kind of stopped, and paycheck got delayed for 2 weeks, and I kind of went back to almost square one. It's like, okay, now I got to go chasing down other paychecks, and here's this same old again. So it kind of, even with all my affirmations, it kind of, it was difficult.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll start at the pier, and we'll move back. First of all, you have in your mind the idea, same old, same old.
Oh.
You can't have that. If you have any idea this is the same old, you're going to get the same as you always get. The other thing is you're used to this happening to you. You get so far, and then
yeah.
the money goes.
Then
and
how do I get past that?
How do you get past that?
Yeah.
Well, one thing is immediately, you have to realize with money, money is energy. And with everything in the universe, it's a flow. You know, it's an ebb and flow, in and out. So you have to, when the tide is out, when the money is out, you have to have enough money to live through that comfortably. So the one thing that you do is you, when you start to make lots of money or more money than you're used to, you don't start, so you don't spend it. You don't go out and get a big apartment that you have to pay somebody else for. Until you're able
yeah.
to do that consistently. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see, and what we have a tendency to do, think, oh, the money's coming, I'll just go out and spend this and I'll buy this. And then you're right back. I don't care if you're used to make, if you were making $10,000 a year and you were strapped for money and all of a sudden you started to make $100,000 a year and you went out and bought a new car, a new house, and this, that, and the other thing, you're right back to the same point. You see, you're strapped again. And we don't want to be strapped for money. We want money to always be freely circulating in our life. So we keep working till we find that, so that that doesn't happen to us. When we're stressed for money, and strapped for money and thinking about the bills all the time, you're taking away the creativity that you could have to create money.
I'll say.
Say that again.
Let's see if I can. You know, it's hard for me to repeat myself, but I'll try. You cannot be strapped for money when you're using all that energy about thinking, well, where am I financially? How am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to pay the rent and so forth? You're taking the energy away that you could use for creativity to create money. You know, you're worried about that type of thing. And most of us do it all day long. How long did it take you to get over the paycheck thing today?
I'm still on it. I'll be on.
The point here is, you see what we do to ourselves and then we think about the same thing, it's not going to get any better. It's not going to change or anything. It is as it is. But he's turning that over and over, and he's bringing up everything from the past. Now, you've just lost a day of your life. You understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what
yeah.
you mean. Yeah.
We don't want to do that, do we? We want our minds to be clear. We want to be able to think the right things and not let it do us in all the time. This ego mind loves to just pound you all the time down to where you were. Don't let that do that. But with money, keep working on it. Put a little bit away. Put this, and then when anything happens, you'll have enough money to sail through that. And then the tide will come in again. The money will come in again. But businesses, there's nothing, there's no thing. Stock market, all that stuff goes around and around and around. Doesn't stay stationary. So we have to do that.
So as you do that, you kind of basically don't live at your means. It's kind of like right under them, so you always have like a nice cushion of money around you.
Well,
I did. You know, you kind of want a better apartment eventually.
Yeah, that was my thing. I couldn't find it. That was the cheapest thing I could find. It's still really expensive.
That's, first of all, change the word cheap. It was inexpensive.
Yeah.
Don't have cheap in your consciousness.
Right, okay.
You'll draw all kinds of cheap things to. So it was inexpensive. And you wanted a more expensive, a more luxurious thing. So treat for that in your life. Treat for luxury. Treat for elegance. And then see yourself having it.
When you know it's time to
then
buy the Lexus. The new one.
Yes.
Model. Not the 95 version.
Right. You see, if that makes you feel good, then buy it. You see, a car would never make me feel good. A car would never do anything to me. You see, but some people need that so that they feel good about themselves. I don't need anything to feel good about myself.
I just like, I mean, it's just... No,
well, yes, if you like having it, then have it.
I constantly, like, I don't really care that much, like... But I'm to the point where I'm beginning to really like nicer things, just for myself, though, not because, like, I feel like I need it to prove, like, at all. I'm just beginning to, like...
Beginning to like yourself.
Fine sheets really feel good when you go to bed, you know? But, like, when do you... Like, I have a few questions, but, like, her, on adding on to hers, like... How do you make that so that you can?
Well,
I guess as you create more, you have time to create more because you're not worrying about money.
Right.
More money will come,
yes.
And you can move up. Hopefully, I guess.
And if you want a new apartment, you have to love the one you're in.
Oh.
You have to look around and love it, love it, love it, and love it, and eventually, zippo, you've got a new apartment. Mm-hmm. But you have to love where you are.
That takes care of the other question.
Oh. What was? Go ahead.
The one was like, I can't seem to clean my apartment. Like, I used to have a housekeeper, and when the rents went up, I got rid of the housekeeper. And then I realized, like, I always had someone cleaning up. And so I was doing it myself, but 3 years into it, it's like, you know, the clothes are... And the dishes are dirty.
She hasn't washed the dish in 3 years.
3 years.
A lot of
dishes.
Yeah, you can't just love, bless, and release the dishes.
I did that on Sunday at work. I just surrendered to the bleh. But I bought some dish soap tonight. So, you know, but I don't even want to. You know, so and then my other question is. Okay. One of my things is I want effortless ease. I've worked since I was 12, you know, fine. But now I'm tired of working. So I want everything to come really, really easy. And it's actually beginning to happen. Like, my work is, like, I guess I'm just paying attention to the chaos that I have used to cause. Like, I scheduled my own self, but it was just good. So it is getting better. I'm beginning to find things are easier. But, like, I just want it to... I don't want to really work harder at all.
The only thing that hard work will do for you is cause perspiration. That's all hard work does. You see. And in the Bible, there is an expression, by the sweat of your brow. And everyone thinks that means to work really hard, but it doesn't mean that. Metaphysically, the sweat of your brow, which is here, means think. Use your mind. Start thinking by the sweat of your brow. It doesn't mean to get out there and shovel or whatever else you want to do. Now, I'm going to go back to you just one moment because you want to change and you want to change. Everything in this world or everything in your world is consciousness, your consciousness. Consciousness like a slip. You know when it's showing. And your consciousness, you want all this stuff. But you're not organized. Organization is the key to success. And if you want to change your life and so forth, wash the dishes. Tidy up the apartment. Make it as nice as you can, and wonderful things will happen to you. I'm for it.
Well, you've said before, not just, you've said something else about cleaning up, you have a nice car, I don't remember how you worded it, but like taking pride.
If you want a nice car.
You clean it.
Well, I'm just saying, if you have your car, clean your car.
If you want a Mercedes, you have to treat the car you're driving now as a Mercedes. You have to keep it clean. You have to keep it washed and all that stuff. Where most people say, oh, it's an old junker, I'm waiting till I get a better car. Well, you're never going to get a better car. And if you do get a better car, it's going to turn into an old junker. You have to learn to take care of what you have. And I hate to use the expression, cleanliness is next to God in this young lady. And we're not coming to your house. But try, you know, I tried, there are all kinds of little things that you can do to that will change your life. One of them is clean your closet out. Clean your closet out, organize your closet, and you'll see. All of a sudden, all this stuff starts to happen. Why? Because it's mind in movement, and you started to move something, and you started to move your mind, and you got a better idea, and it started to get organized and so forth. So since everything is consciousness now, it's going to draw something to you. This works every time, by the way. Every time it works. Try it. How many people want to manifest a mate? You do?
You say that so comically.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Do you have a space in your closet for him to hang his clothes?
Well, there you are.
How do you expect him to get one?
Maybe he'll have a bigger apartment.
I'm definitely a cleaner one.
But if you want
someone, but then he'll want someone that's neater.
You have to make room for things in your life. Nature abhors a vacuum. You make a vacuum and nature will fill it right away for you.
This is important because I have become overwhelmed with things and clutter. And I used to be real clean. I'm clean, but there's clutter and I'm afraid to throw things away. And when I endeavor to do it, it becomes so overwhelming. I have magazines, and there's parts of me like, oh, I'd just love to get rid of everything. I would feel free. I understand what you're saying. But when I go to do it, it's like, oh, I might need this. You know, and it's like, who cares? I might, well, how long am I going to die, and who, they're going to laugh at the things I've kept. When they'll say, who was she? What a sad thing that she was.
But yet, do you know this man?
I can't.
We have the same apartment.
I can't get rid of it. And yet, and then I think maybe, is it even... Sometimes then it's a big job. Where do I take it? If I take it to the Goodwill, oh, I should try to sell it. They're valuable. But it's something cleansing. Just get rid of it sometimes. Yes. It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. And what you're saying is there's not enough to go around, that the universe won't give it back to you. You cannot throw anything out. Have you ever thrown things out and then 2 weeks later it's right back again? Something else. You go, how did I do that? it's right back again.
You mean don't worry about selling it and being practical. Just give it away.
Give it away. Mm-hmm. Just give it away. Well, now you're laughing.
I'm guilty of all this. I just moved in with my boyfriend, so we have two apartments in one, and he was like, get rid of this, get rid of that, get rid of that. I'm like, no. Trying to hold on to everything that I could. And I saw some things on eBay. He wanted me to get rid of, but I made money.
You made money. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Sell it. If you can make money, sell it. Well, I'm saying don't hold on to things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to have all that stuff, but don't hold on to it because you're saying to the universe, there's not enough. I have to hold on to this. And the universe will supply it, will give it right back to you. Never stops doing that. So, go through your stuff. I go through my stuff all the time. I give it away or throw it out, and I say, well, I haven't used that for so long that I don't need it anymore. You know, we don't, none of this stuff belongs to us anyway. None of the stuff you have belongs to you. So just give it, keep it circulating, and give it away. But the cleaning out, all that works every time across the board for people that they do. And I see these are universal laws or immutable laws of the universe. They work for everybody. But you have to learn to work them and work with them and give up the fear that if I give this away, I'll never have it again. Or I'll, you know, how many people buy something and then they say, oh, it's too good to use. You know, you can use it. What good does it do you to have that stuff? Drag everything out. Don't be saving stuff. Won't do you a bit of good. We have to learn to trust. We have to learn to trust that we are going to be taken care of. And we make bold statements. Well, I'm throwing this out. I'm giving this away. That's a nice bold statement, saying, well, I better say that I may need it someday. You don't. Get rid of it. You clean your closet, and new clothes will appear. It does it every time. I don't know how. But it does. You've used that, right, Tom?
Yeah, well, if it's crowded, there's nowhere to put anything else. The universe says, you don't need anything. It's all crowded. You can't even put it away.
So try those different things. Now, are there any other questions?
I have one. It goes along with something that was happening with her also. When you finally understand this stuff and things look like, oh, they're coming in real great, whatever, and you did have that sabotage consciousness, but you're aware of it and so forth, and so something wonderful comes in, then that's when you should really beef up and constantly start doing those affirmations to sort of change it now. Change
yes.
the route.
Change
so that now
them,
it's
yes.
going where you want it to go.
Yes.
Or appreciate the good thing that's
appreciate
come in.
Too.
Like,
yeah.
thanks. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick affirmation. Question for affirmation. That list that we got for Christmas, how do you use that? I mean, I want to use them all the time, but do you just select one and repeat it?
You can do up to five at a time.
Oh.
And why that? I'll try to explain why that is. There's an area in your brain called the hippocampus. Have you ever heard of it? It's back here. It can only hold five things at a time. So I only work on five things at a time. When I get one of them, then I add another one, you know. And if I do all five, then I add five more. And that's how you do that. But you pick the ones of the affirmation that resonate within you, that do something for you. If you read it, it does nothing. Don't use it. It won't do you a bit of good. It has to do something inside of you.
And you, like, for one day or a week or whatever, you take five that resonate and say
well, I may
them
hold
all.
Them for a long time. You know, I still say, I've been saying this for years, I say, I can do all things through God which strengthens me. I say that every day.
I think a good way to pick the five is like to listen to your thinking too, you know, and whatever comes up that's the most negative, that's the thing that's most important to work on.
Well, what do we say? Listen to what your mind is saying. Your mind is not you. So listen to what it's saying and become a witness to your own thinking. And you'll say, oh my, isn't that something? And then they question your mind when it says something. Say, is this true? And then say, is this absolutely true? And then say, who would I be if I gave up this thought? Who would I be if I gave up this thought? So if you if you have a thought, I'm not worthy, or I'm this, that, the other thing, who would you be if you gave that up? You would be who you wanted to be. See how easy it is?
That's chilling.
Can I just say one thing? And maybe you can help me with this, because it always, when I get mad and I, like I say, I can't trust anybody, then I think I can't trust God. And then I think, you know, I'm doomed, you know, and I mean, that's the way my mind goes. And then, you know, and then I think, well, you know, it's all up to you anyhow. Am I making sense? You know.
And a lot of people do that because they think if somebody does that, then I can't trust God because God wouldn't allow that to happen. God allows everything to happen. God doesn't say, well, I'll take care of you and that man won't hold your money back or whatever. God doesn't do that. You know,
I'm laughing at myself because I
do. You do that. But people do that. That's nothing. I mean, you may laugh, and I'm glad you're laughing. But everyone says that at some time in their life when they were growing, you know, as you're going up, growing in consciousness. Years ago, didn't you think, oh, God did that? You know, I still hear that with people, you know. If it's God's will, I'll live. If it's God's will, this will happen. If it's God's will, that will happen. Does anyone know what God's will is? God's will is only for good. And that's all God does. God wants good. The other thing that God does, God makes all things new. Therefore, you can become new. That's the whole idea of being reborn. It's the whole idea of transformation. Doesn't Candace say hers is transformational therapy and so forth? It's a transformation that you do. You just transform into what you want to be. And you have an idea who you want to be, don't you?
Yeah, yes.
All right, then become that. I know, but you...
No, I'm just thinking I want to be a trusting person, but this keeps happening when I do trust. I'm like, what's going on, man?
Don't worry what's going on. Right back to trusting. We don't know what's going on with that man. It could be a schmuck.
But it also brings back to the ones I would trust in the stock option, which literally ruined my life, you know, financially. Or I left. I did that.
Now, just back up.
I don't mean to take everyone's time, but it is really just bugging. I mean, I've got to get over this hump. I know, but it is really keeping me from
being all I can be. Hump! More like the Andes Mountains or something. Hump. You cannot say that something ruined your life. You're sitting here, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it didn't ruin your life, did it? So you see right away, we know that's a lie. Your mind is telling you that. This ruined my life. You lost money on the stock market, right? Who didn't? Who didn't lose money on the stock market? You think you're the only one and God punished you?
But I trusted these people. You know, they say, we have a plan that you can, it'll work through anything that the stock market does, you know, and global me fail for it, you know.
Well, don't call yourself global.
Okay. Well, what do you call myself then? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Call myself wonderful.
Okay.
If you say I'm gullible, what's going to happen?
More
everyone's going to come and tell him something, you know. No. I have beachfront property in Arizona for you. Don't. Just love yourself, bless yourself, and forget about that, and know that you're moving from your good to your greater good, and all that money is going to be replaced. More so. The universe is abundant. Just because that one thing happened, do you think that these millionaires and so forth at one time didn't lose a great deal of money? Did that stop them from continuing? No. Continue. And you're all right, aren't you? You're not on the street. You always have a nice white starched shirt on.
If it weren't for my sister, I would be. But I mean, I'm working. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm getting really.
Do you have a question? Do you want to make a comment about money? Since we're talking about money, somebody once told me that that there's literally billions and billions of dollars out there in the world, and it's literally flying through the air.
Right.
Optics in the ground, microwaves, satellites.
Yes.
So there's literally billions of dollars all around us. It's just a matter of.
Yes.
It's not a supply problem. It's a distribution problem.
It's always a distribution problem. Abundance, like in Africa and so forth.
Africa is abundant, but it has no distribution. It has a distribution problem.
It's always a distribution.
Yeah.
Hmm. How do you
change the consciousness of the people? And then it starts to distribute itself correctly. Are there any other questions? If not, I'm going to tell you people that you're wonderful. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.